Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 12, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, where you can learn about the Home Study Workshop, how to write your nonfiction book in 90 days, even if you're an ordinary person and hated high school English. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, an astrological analysis of people in the news with my guest, Deborah Smith Parker, astrological consultant, writer, and teacher. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone or maybe you're on the website, a few of you are in the chat room, or perhaps you're listening to this show from our archives. In any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. If you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. The over on my show page, blogtalkradio.com, Flora Brown, after the forward slash, let me say that again, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Right under my photo, they give you a variety of ways to keep up with the show. If you click that follow button, what will happen is each week you will get the announcement and the reminder of the show in your email. Now, what is this show all about? Well, Color Your Life Happy is a show where we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many, many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of those things actually contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is an astrological analysis of people in the news with my guest, Deborah Smith Parker, who is rewriting the often impenetrable language of astrology into a much friendlier form. She has spent her 30-plus years as an astrological consultant, writer, teacher, and lecturer, freeing the rich astrological images and their descriptions that are increasingly buried under modern clinical and technological descriptions. Her additional work in public policy has provided many outlets for demonstrating her ability to break down highly complex systems into information that's easily understood. We all appreciate that. Now, Parker says that she has a career wake, not a career path, and has always worked in traditional and non-traditional worlds simultaneously. She states that she's never had a job that she was qualified for at the time she was hired, yet always did well. Why remain in familiar territory when one's best destiny begins at the edge of one's known world? That's what she asks. She applies this to all areas of her own life. A recent example is her decision 3 years ago to treat her breast cancer only with homeopathy and surgery, shunning chemo, radiation, and this hard-to-say word, Taxotemol, how do you say that, Deborah?
Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen for a
yep.
successful outcome. Now, Parker grew up bilingual, meaning fluent in both prose and poetry, learning from her father at an early age to write clever poetry. Later, she learned how to use writing and other styles of poetry to dig deep into the pain and revelations of life. However, she is incapable of writing on any topic without some form of humor involved, and for that, I'm very grateful, Deborah. Currently, she's vice president of the San Diego Astrological Society, and she is a practicing astrologer. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Deborah Smith Parker. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Flora. It's great to be back.
Thank you. It's so great to have you back. I have a feeling this is a topic that would require a revisit many times.
Yes.
But today we're going to dive
in here.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic today because whenever an election is looming, we all get interested in a bunch of new people that perhaps we weren't looking at before. So let's get started because you're going to share some astrological analyses of some of the names in the news and what you see for them, perhaps for their future. Maybe you're going to tell us about their personalities. We already have some ideas of our own, but tell us what you see. Where do you want to start?
I'm going to start. I've taken Barack Obama, President Obama, and many of the GOP contenders, and I'm going to just give a very quick analysis of where I think they are in this process, which probably won't be much of a surprise to people, but I want to say why, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to start and with the least likely to ever become president, which is no surprise to anybody, Sarah Palin, but I want to say why. I was teaching an astrology class the summer of 2010, and I remarked, she has five planets in Aquarius, and that makes a very rigid ideologue. And at the time, Neptune was in transiting that sign, meaning that Neptune is responsible for all trends, all fads, things that just sweep us, and phenomena. And Sarah Palin was definitely a phenomena during that period. And what I said to the class was, as soon as Neptune leaves Aquarius and sets foot into Pisces, which was going to be in June of 2011, she's going to lose her steam. And that is exactly what happened. And so also in the coming year, I mean, she gets a lot of publicity because she knows how to do it. But in the coming 5 months, she is going to have to really, she's dealing with an awful lot of family stuff that hasn't yet been disclosed that's going to become, to her discomfort, public. And there could be some disillusions in different with different family members. There could be a divorce. I'm not real clear who, but anyway, it's going to, you know, within that family, there are more things and conflicts that are going to come out, and it'll be happening over the next within the next 5 to 6 months. So she's not a serious contender, nor is Michelle Bachmann. Her big challenge right now is, and we didn't have her birth time, but her big challenge right now is going to be, as the transits are showing, is accountability for her huge sweeping generalizations.
Okay.
She's going to be getting more and more nailed on that in the next 4 months, and I just don't see her remaining as any kind of a serious contender, although she definitely does not want to take herself out. And with her Aquarius moon, she does not, it's a sign, an emotional sign of you just don't tune in to the feedback, emotional feedback of others. So she's kind of, at this point, impervious to what the public really thinks about her.
So
that's going to be very, very interesting. So those are those two. Now, here's another one, John Huntsman. Now, I am not a conservative, but that doesn't mean I don't like certain candidates. And there are two candidates in the conservative thing that I really like, and John Huntsman is one of them, not just because his birthday is the same day as mine, not the same year, but because he's just a really straight shooter. He's a real straight shooter. His natal moon is, he's destined for some sort of public life. His natal moon in Aries is conjunct his midheaven, meaning he's there. He's in the public eye. Transiting Uranus is right on there, which is unexpectedly something in the next, something has catapulted him into the public eye. And I don't write him off yet, but I think what is going to happen with him is this is his trial run. That he just doesn't have enough, he can't ramp up enough interest in people, but I think he'll be back in 4 years.
Okay.
And he could be a, he could be a, you know, a serious contender.
Okay, and I'll be back.
he'll be back. And with his he's got some, he's fighting the power structures right now. He's not, the power structures don't quite know what to make of him. because he doesn't really, even though he is conservative, he doesn't really fit in any of those, doesn't fit with the Tea Party, particularly in all areas he doesn't fit in other areas. And he's got a generous nature, which I think comes out, even though he has very conservative views. He has a very generous nature, so, and a likability factor that's going to grow.
Okay.
Now, another one that's fighting the power structure right now is, of course, is Ron Paul. I mean, I'm saying this astrologically. If your listeners aren't astrologers, it's not going to matter to them what the aspects are. But what he's really dealing with is people like Ron Paul personally. There's something about him that just rings true. Even though you don't agree with him. I mean, I'm horrified by some of his views, but I respect him because I know he has, like Barry Goldwater, he's thought them through for himself. And he's got all the aspects that show that, but he's got a real troublesome Saturn-Pluto, which is Saturn is your personal authority, and Pluto is the power structure. And he's in conflict. His personal authority and message coming from his voice is kind of getting crushed by the power structure. And I don't see him able to come out from under that, not in this round. And also he's in his 70s. So this is his last shot. I think he's sort of like the Ralph Nader on the progressive side that always shows up. They'll be showing up and with breathing tubes and in wheelchairs and things on and until they die. But he's very important to the dialogue and to the discussion.
Okay. All right.
Can I at least tell people how they can find me?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that right now. I got so caught up in listening to what you're saying and thinking about that. It's very important for people to realize at this point something you shared last week and then tell us about your services. And that is, you indicated that astrology just is an indication and of trends and possibilities. It's not any kind of guarantee of where someone's future is headed, right? Would you explain?
Right. It's not necessarily, I mean, it shows your template for your pattern of, it describes your environment of your life and how you are oriented to it, but it shows an awful lot of flexibility in terms of where your decision points are and events and what you can do with those.
Okay. So the reason I'm saying that is so for when people use your services, the way it will help them is just give them some indications, but they still have the choice of how they use that information in their lives to propel themselves forward, correct?
Right, and it also verifies. I mean, a lot of people, they're not really sure. Sometimes they just feel right that a house has dropped on them.
Yes.
And it's hard to sort it out, and or they think it's their fault. And what I can show them is, or what the elements of that are, where it came from, and how it's likely to come out, and what some key decision points are. Like a lot of people are coming in with, housing problems, finances, foreclosure issues, things like that. And I've been very helpful with many of the clients who have come in that way, with issues like that.
Oh, great. Okay, tell listeners how to contact you to learn more about your services, but more importantly, how to use your services.
Well, you can go to my website, and there's two different ways to get there. One is DeborahSmithParker.com, all one word, and Deborah is spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H. So that's DeborahSmithParker.com. And the other is AstrologicusPress.com, AstrologicusPress.com. And you'll see on there my book, Humanus Astrologicus, which is a fun book of
that
all of the astrological placements in verse. Makes a great gift, and I'm having a special on it now.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Tell us about the special right now.
Well, the special is you get quite a bit, almost more than 20% off, and a copy would be autographed if you order it from my website. of the book. And then I have a recession holiday combination package of, for $99, you get a complete natal reading and a free autograph book.
Wow.
And so you can go to my website and you can click right on, you'll see the flyer for it right on there. Just click on it and you'll go to it.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm holding my book in my hands right now, and I thank you so much for having written this, because it does demystify astrology, makes it so much more understandable and fun. So I thank you for that, and I love the poems, the poetry. I don't know that people understand that in your book you've taken each of the signs and in poetic form, written poetry that illuminates the traits of that particular sign.
Yeah,
and that's just really clever and fun. Thank you for writing that. So those of you listening, if you're ready to take advantage, especially of that recession special, it sounds like the perfect time to do that. You go to www.deborahsmithparker.com, and don't forget Deborah is spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Okay, let's move on to the rest of the people in the news.
The rest of the pack?
The rest of the pack that you're going to cover today.
Okay. We have, moving along, we're coming to Herman Cain. Now, Herman is a work in progress. His progressed moon is, well, first of all, he has an Aries moon, and people with Aries moons speak and then often kind of shoot things out without thinking. Mm. He has it in his first house of personality, so he's very... he's just going to shoot from the hip, you know, like we haven't seen that. But
right.
His progressed moon is in Virgo, so that gives him a caution. You know, he comes around afterwards and says, oops.
Yeah, after the fact.
And it's about to go up into the public sector where more about him is going to be revealed.
Ooh.
And so we're going to have, he's also having some, I believe, the lunar eclipse was right on his stuff on the home front. Stuff, that's a good astrological term, stuff.
Right. Stuff
on the home front. And for one, there could be some physical problems that he has in the next 2 months that will be revealed. But the other is, all is not calm in the home front, and some of that is going to be coming, is definitely going to be, that's going to be an emphasis for him. He's going to be like trying to hold 5 pounds of cooked pasta in one hand, trying to manage this. And he's still going to try and get back into the public eye, and it's just not going to work. I mean, not in the way he wants it to.
Not the way, yeah, he's going to be in the public eye, but not in the way
right.
he wants it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for him to control his voice. Now, okay, because I want to get to Rick Perry, but then I want to go on to the three main ones that are going to be duking it out in the news, and that's Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and President Obama. I make it a point, try to just say the put president in front of the current president. I didn't like our last president, but I always called him President Bush because I didn't want to disrespect the office
referred
to him as. So I hope everybody refers to our current president as President Obama.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, Rick Perry has, you know, we all watch him kind of, we watch him struggle with his with his passion and feeling. I mean, I kept waiting for him to really erupt sometime. But he seems to always close in. He has Saturn exactly conjunct Moon, and the eclipse affected that. So he is trying to show his passion in a controlled way. He has an internalized aspect of what I call the sea and the seawall, where he has all of these emotions that he wants to get out, but he's got this enormous wall around his expression of them and caution in showing that part of it. And that is going to be, that wall is going to be breached in the next few months. And it's already starting to happen, particularly this was the week of the eclipse. And so we're going to be seeing more of him not quite able to control what he has always been able to control before about himself. and that's going to work against him. And he's going to be losing more and more support from the, quotes, power structure that he is after. I just see that eroding. He also has Mars in Libra. Now, for those who don't know about it, I'll just read you a quick verse on it. Mars in Libra is attracted to conflict, but it doesn't accept responsibility for it. It has to learn to. And okay. So here we go. They need relationships as anchor. This is from my book, Humanus Astrologicus. Mm-hmm. They need relationships as anchor, though they may be filled with rancor, because they're drawn to fires made by those who throw the hand grenade. When conflicts start, they don't deny it, but say they start it, they don't buy it. This is what they have to learn. When fires rage, they've helped them burn. And so some of the fires, I mean, the fires in Texas have been an interesting metaphor for that, hasn't it?
Yes, yes.
And so there, he's going to have more higher fires on the home front that are, coming up, and I don't mean literal fires, that he's going to have a hard time managing.
Okay.
And part of that is going to be the power structure.
Okay.
Okay, let's move into the leaders of the field here. And
right,
these are,
we have about 9 minutes. I want to remind you so we can be sure to cover them. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have, now, Mitt Romney, I took his chart over to, speaking to the Tucson Astrologers Guild, and just for the fun of it, we put some of the charts of the contenders up, and I had never looked at his chart, and I was really surprised, and it explains a lot of what he, people accuse him of being a flip-flopper.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more like a butterfly. He's like the caterpillar, the butterfly coming out of the chrysalis stage. You know, the way the chrysalis, have you ever watched it, swings back and forth while they're trying to break through, and then it gets out. What this shows is that his chart shows that Mitt Romney was brought up and utterly dominated by a very powerful father. Well, they try and say on the outside their family history that it was a very loving, you know, family. Well, I don't deny that, but there was an awful lot of control and power over him personally.
Mm-hmm.
He also, but that's not who he is. He has an incredible progressive streak in him. He has to be an individual. He has to be. And he has Aquarius on the 10th house cusp where he's most in the public. And he is very humanitarian based. He's also very, you know, he's also very business oriented and very good at business and controlling and managing it. But there's this personal aspect of his, of progressiveness, that just has to be expressed. And if you look at what he has done in the past, he did a statewide health plan, supported gay marriage, and he's been in the past rather liberal on immigration, but he has a choice to make because he has this other conservative stuff in him. He can't really compete in the progressive market because he's got too much of a conservative history. So he's trying to find a home in the Republican Party. And it's like, I remember, I'm of the generation of Tennessee Ernie Ford, where he said, I'm about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I mean, his tail keeps getting rocked on by the party. But I still think that he's don't count him out. The other fascinating thing is, remember, both Romney and Obama, President Obama, listen to me, both of them, for the last few months and even years, we've been wondering, why aren't they out there kicking butt more?
Mm-hmm.
If I were in that position, I'd be a lot more progressive, aggressive, in terms of standing up for myself. Well, both of them had progressed moons in the sign of Pisces. Pisces is the social worker of the zodiac. It also hates the public. Publicity. It wants to work kindly from behind the scenes. It wants to be helpful. Just today, Mitt Romney's moon, Progress moon, went into Aries, and you'll start to see this happen before it happened, and we can see that he came out swinging this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the moon changes signs like that, it's going to be there for the next 2.5 years. It's like a new pair of Levi's. They don't quite fit. And so you're going to have to kind of find your way around them. President Obama's Progress moon was also in Pisces, but his went into Aries 2 months ago. So we noticed that suddenly, whoa, who lit a fire under him? He started fighting back, but then he retreated. Well, he's not going to be retreating as much. He's noticed he's been fighting out more now on what his 2008 campaign promises were.
Yes.
Okay, now let me, and people say, well, we're talking about President Obama. Why doesn't he really get mad? Well, with his Progress moon in Pisces, with his natal moon in Gemini, his ascendant in Aquarius, these are all signs that don't emit or express emotion. Everybody feels emotion, but these signs don't express it. With that moon in Aries now, we're going to see it. We're definitely going to see it. Now, let me just get to Newt Gingrich, because this is, to me, absolutely the most fascinating. This guy grew up in a very, he had a problem with parents, particularly father, of being oppressed and controlled. He right now had the lunar eclipse right on his Saturn, which means that he's not going to be able to manage his own authority right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's very mercurial. He has all these planets in Gemini, and Gemini are the most nimble in any argument. I mean, they are almost impossible to outmaneuver verbally and mentally, and you've noticed this about him. But he's going to start losing control of that. So he's going to have to be more accountable. Also, there's going to be more emphasis, sudden changes, sudden revelations about his home life over the past and his family over the past few years. They're just going to keep coming. And so that's not going to go away. He is not going to be able to manage. He cannot maintain control over that. And so that does not bode well for him. Also, the fact that his Progress moon 5 months ago went from Gemini, where in the last 2.5 years, a Gemini moon doesn't really, you know, can just kind of skitter along the surface and do all kinds of things, a Progress moon. It's just gone into Cancer, where there's a lot more emotional digging into things. He's taking things, you know, we can actually see him wounded by some of these remarks. So, and with transiting Pluto of power right on his opposite his moon, he's in a huge fight with the power base. The public, he's at odds with the public, only he doesn't know it yet. And the power base also. He hasn't been able to, he hasn't quite figured that out. But we cannot count Mitt Romney, we can't make any predictions about it. Are they going to go away. Even if Romney loses in Iowa and Gingrich wins, this is going to be a real up and down race for the next 4 months, and it's going to be fascinating. So, you know, get your chairs, get your popcorn,
get
pull
ready,
up on the sidelines and watch.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're at the end of the show. I can't believe it. And this has been fascinating because we have, of course, observed these people in the news, but we didn't have as much insight as we do now. So I want to thank you. Looks like we could do another show and go into a lot more about future of the famous people, celebrities in the news in the future. So I'm going to ask to have you back again.
Oh, I'd love to. Also, we can do economic trends, too.
Okay. Oh, that'll be great. Let's do that at the start.
Because every beginning astrologer accurately predicted the recession.
Oh, okay.
When economists didn't. It was so easy. It's so clear. So anyway.
Well, I'm going to invite you back again, and I'm going to invite my listeners back next Monday, December 19th at 11 a.m. for another informative and exciting show. Thank you, Deborah. This is Flora Brown coming to you live from Anaheim, California. Have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Color your life happy.
Color your life happy.